Welcome back to another episode of Talking Sense. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Taylor.
And today we have a very special guest. We have Abby Baker. Welcome, Abby.
Hi, happy to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Do you want to tell us what you do at Heritage? What's your title?
So I'm a concierge banker currently, and then I'm working my way to be an RB at one of our branches.
So you're working your way to be an RB, which is a relationship banker.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What's the difference between a concierge and relationship banker?
So while we still focus on our members' needs and making sure that they are taken care of, as an RB, it'll be a little bit more in depth on being able to go through maybe loans and things of that nature to help our members out on the back end that way.
So it's a promotion.
Yes, absolutely.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
We're excited for you. Okay, to help our audience get to know you better, we're going to play 20 questions in 2 minutes. So how this works, we're going to rapid fire questions. So I think Sammy has the first 10 and I have the second 10, but don't think about it. Like, first thing that comes to mind off the top of your head.
Okay.
Yeah, we usually get through all 20 in before the timer runs out. So you got to go quick.
Okay.
Okay. All right, ready?
Ready.
All right, flip it. Where did you grow up?
Evansville.
Do you like spicy foods?
Yes.
If you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you want to go?
Italy.
Ooh. If you could eat one food for breakfast for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Cereal.
Okay. Silence or background noise?
Silence.
Would you rather have a time machine or a teleporter?
Teleporter.
Mm-hmm. Favorite stationery item?
A pen.
Do you have a childhood nickname?
Abs.
Okay. Ah. What book do you wish you could read again for the first time?
The Bible.
Oh, good answer.
Great answer. If you were a celebrity, would you want to be on Dancing with the Stars?
Absolutely.
Oh, girl, me too.
Okay, what is your lock screen photo?
It's of a little girl looking up to a lion. So kind of referencing like being God's daughter.
Oh, I love that. Okay, first job.
McDonald's.
Do you sleep with a top sheet?
Absolutely not.
What? Oh. That is the biggest hot take. Okay. If you could have a superpower, what would it be?
To fly.
Favorite pizza toppings?
Veggies.
Would you rather have a pet tiger or a pet lion?
A lion.
What color was your math folder in grade school?
Purple.
Favorite Christmas tradition?
Spending time with my family.
Silver or gold?
Gold.
Do you play any instruments?
No, but I do love to dance.
We did it. And look at that time that's left.
We still have
that
time.
That's the best one.
Oh, perfect.
You are great.
I was listening to that gift together.
You have to elaborate on some of these. So your Bible answer, girl.
Yes, absolutely. My faith, of course, God is, you know, who I credit to where I'm at today, whether that's my career, small business, the community I live in. God's been faithful, just following where he leads and guides me to. Been stubborn at times, but his love never fails. And so, you know, I'm grateful for that and for his love.
I love that so much.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. So I've gotten to know you a little bit and your story through our work together on HYPE, which is Habitat Young Professionals of Evansville. And you have a really cool relationship with Habitat. So background information, Abby was a recipient of a Habitat for Humanity home, and she has a really cool story. So we're going to let her share that. So can you share a little bit about your life before things started to turn around for you, and what challenges did you face?
So I just grew up with a little bit of a rough childhood, but God's faithfulness through that was always constant. And so then whenever I hit my young adult years, I kind of course, was hard-headed and chose to not make ideal choices that led me in a really rough spot, struggled with homelessness for a little bit, just unstable jobs, this, that, and the whole rigmarole. And then just through that, though, God's constant love just always told me, like, I have more for you, more than just surviving. And so in 2020, when the pandemic hit, I was kind of at a crossroads with, are you still going to like survive, or do you actually want to live? And in that, my mother, God was able to restore our relationship into the beautiful relationship that it is today. And she had suggested, why don't you look into Habitat for Humanity? My dad was a tree trimmer through the Job Corps. And so he always helped with the landscaping for Habitat Homes. So that's how we knew of it. And so I just kind of took that leap of faith of submitting that application. And then I started my journey, if you will, to owning a Habitat home. And it's been really beautiful to see like what you're capable of. It was like working a second full-time job. I was here at Heritage, and then all my free time was spent doing that. And the people that I was able to meet through that was real beautiful as well. And then now I am a part of HYPE. So it's a full circle moment where I can kind of encourage others as to why they should give their time, effort mm-hmm. or money to Habitat and what they provide mm-hmm. for individuals.
So a little bit of backstory for HYPE. So it's Habitat Young Professionals of Evansville. And we are a group that just support Habitat and we help plan an annual fundraiser, Hard Hats and High Heels. So it's a pretty fun one too.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to that next year.
So would you say that your mom telling that to you, that was your turning point of like when you realized that you wanted something different for your future, when she told you to look into Habitat, or was there a different turning point for you?
The turning point was more so probably when I was still living out in Louisville in the summer of 2020, and I was getting unemployment because I was approved for that. And I was really just kind of, like I said, surviving. I knew there was more to life, and I'd kind of sent out a faithful prayer and was like, God, if you do have more for me, even though it would be really hard moving back home and letting you restore things with like my mother and stuff, please show me what you're wanting me to do. And I had a dream, if you will, that night that just kind of was like, you can keep doing this, but you're never really going to step into what I have for you. And that was kind of almost like heartbreaking and scary, if you will, to see that you could miss out on everything that God has for you if you mm-hmm. don't choose to like just step out in faith. So that was the huge turning point. And then it was just a constant struggle. But through that struggle, God's love, my mom's encouragement helped continue to curate and make me feel encouraged to continue on that path.
Yes. I'm a pretty strong believer in like everything happens for a reason, and like your past struggles, you know, like shape you into the person that you are today. And I think you're a great human being. I think you're so humble. I think you're doing amazing things with your life. How do you feel like your past struggles have shaped you into the person that you are today?
Absolutely, because I think that it helped show the tenacity that God placed in me. I think a lot of the times, and the word even tells us, don't grow weary when you go through trials and tribulations. They are for the perfecting of your faith. And that goes to show how much God does truly love us to let us go through things, whether it's self-inflicted or it's a byproduct of life because we live in a broken world, that we have things that are placed inside of us that he wants to curate. And I think had I not went through what I have, I wouldn't know the tenacity and the grit mm-hmm. that was inside of me. And I needed that.
I agree. I just believe in that so much. Yeah. And it's like proof right here.
Yeah. Yep. You are definitely an example of that to everyone. Like, that you meet, and I've gotten to know you, but you don't have to know you for a long time before you can see like God's light shining through you.
Yeah, one thing.
So what role did Habitat play in helping you build stability?
Well, obviously, after I got blessed with the job here at Heritage, owning my own place, you know, I just had a dream of like even just having my own apartment compared to like what I had struggled with in the past. That would have been more than enough for me. So to have an actual home, stability, you know, you go through the program and they don't just build you a home and say, here you go. You go through a money management program, which was really awesome. So I was getting a twofer, right? I was learning to grow my career at Heritage while also learning how to budget, build my credit and all of that through Habitat as well. They also teach you home maintenance. And then, like I said, you build relations with the other people that are in the program and the people that also work at Habitat. I look at it as Heritage is was wonderful for my career and my financial needs. However, if I wouldn't have had a home that I could afford or that I actually enjoy and was able to make my own, that would have been a whole nother struggle in itself. I would have just been working to basically pay my bills and yet again only survive in another way. So I'm very blessed and fortunate mm-hmm. to have the Habitat home that gave me that stable foundation.
Yeah. So you mentioned earlier that going through the Habitat journey, because it is a process and a journey,
absolutely.
Was kind of like having a second full-time job. So can you just share like how many hours did you put into that process?
If I remember correctly, I believe I did 348 hours, sweat equity hours.
In 1 year?
Yes, yes.
That is so much.
Yes. So Saturdays that I wasn't working at Heritage, mm-hmm. I was on a build site. Didn't matter the weather as long as we could move in it and bundle up and have some hand warmers, if you will, or have bottled waters during the heated months. You were out there helping build your home and other people's mm-hmm. homes. I also was able to volunteer at the Habitat Restore. And then also that's where I think God kind of showed the love that I have for like a lot of nonprofit and community work was birthed as well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. being involved in that journey.
Yeah, it kind of ignited like a light that you can do more or like yes. a spark of like, oh, I like how this feels mm-hmm. and I like connecting with people for a greater good. So thinking of sweat equity hours and like in the snow and rain and heat, what was it like the day you got your keys?
It was surreal. I can still remember meeting them to sign and giving the keys and just saying like, not only do you have a stable career, and not only do you have a place to call your own, but it's a house that you got to build. Like, I still have pictures of, like, when I raised my walls that have my bay windows that I look out of to be able to see the block I live on. I even still, after living there for a year and a half, sometimes have to remind myself, like, this is really yours. Like, I think sometimes it's still, again, surreal and a beautiful moment for me.
I just got goosebumps.
I've got them so many times throughout this whole podcast. So you worked at Heritage before you started Habitat?
Yes. So June, I think, 14th of 2021, because I actually have it wrote in my phone, is when I got the offer at Heritage. So I've been here for almost 5 years, 4.5, almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember, like, what led you to start your career at Heritage?
Yes. So just because of past choices and things of that nature, I was always a server. That was the only job I was ever really able to obtain that made decent money, which I loved. You know, I've got the gift of gab. You get to meet new people. Then once God blessed me in the way of being able to just kind of, like, clean up some of my past choices, if you will, I thought, what could I do where I still interact with people, but it's not direct retail and it would also be a challenge? I struggled with math throughout my school years. And so for whatever reason.
So interesting.
Yes, I did. I struggled to hold, I think it was a C+ average after algebra in school and stuff. And so for whatever reason, it was, I'm just going to apply at a financial institution.
That's the tenacity.
Right, exactly. And so I did. And then just the day that I was informed that, like, hey, you know, all this other stuff is taken care of, was also the day that Heritage called me with my job offer.
Isn't that crazy how all the pieces fall into place like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
You could have been told no to so many other job offers, you know, and thought that maybe you'd hit a dead end, but
Back to serving. And how hard would it be to get all those hours in if you were serving?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But it's like every decision and every path, every, you know, decline or whatever turned you to right here where you are.
I know. Yeah, it's been beautiful. Yep.
All right. We're all teary. We all have chills. We're going to break it up with a little mid-segment game.
Okay.
So it's called Broke or Bougie.
Okay.
So we have this little topic, and you tell us if you think it's bougie or if it's broke to do.
Okay.
And this one we picked specifically for you.
Okay.
So to spend $100+ on a skincare routine.
Oh, that's like bougie in a way that you don't even have to, because you can have all your skincare needs if you just check out Agape So Divine, which is a small business that I actually run that God allowed me to have.
And so, it's natural skincare.
Yes, all natural holistic skincare and lip balm.
Yes.
Yes.
She thinks it's broke.
But yeah.
Or broke.
It's yeah.
Broke.
Yeah. Okay.
Because Sammy would say it's bougie.
I would say it's bougie.
Okay. I will say I have done that too.
Hey, before in my small business, I was Ulta Beauty buying all the things. So, you know.
It's actually really easy to spend $100 on.
It's like two products.
Yeah.
Actually, the products I buy is one product. It's insane. I don't want to talk about it.
Right. Hey, well, the tallow, it will help break down. It's a makeup remover. It even gets off waterproof mascara. I use it as my primer.
I will say your skin looks good.
You know, people use it as a hair mask. I mean, it's multifaceted. I'm just saying.
All right. Well, we could have a whole podcast about skincare. Okay, maybe a future podcast subject. Okay, circling back to your career at Heritage. So what do you enjoy most about working in banking and helping people meet specifically their financial goals?
Probably that it does help change lives. And I think for me, it's because one step here and there throughout my life has literally, like I said, change the trajectory of my life. And part of that has been financial stability. And so I think that when people come in to a financial institution, they think, oh, cash a check, this, that, and the third. There's so much more that we can do for you here. You know, if we take the time to get to know an individual and actually help make a change, and that's what's most rewarding to me, aside from the people that I work with.
Seeing people like reach financial stability, and there's freedom in that. So that's life-changing for people.
Absolutely.
So is there any advice that you like to share with members, like financially?
I would say that I think that you should live underneath your means rather than relying on credit cards personally. I think that was the biggest thing that I learned when I was starting my financial stability journey. Even if you make a certain amount, if you will, and you could afford this, but it's maybe almost maxing you out, or you're at 80% of your income, if you will, look at maybe sacrificing some things here or there in the now moment for the longer run. Not to say you can't have those things one day, but you have to sacrifice for the now moment, live a little underneath your means to get to where you want to be, whether that be early retirement, taking a trip to Italy or whatever, starting a small business. You know, those are things that I wouldn't have been able to achieve had I not had the financial stability to do so.
That's really good, which is why affordable home ownership is so important.
Absolutely.
Yes. So I think I know the answer to this, but I want to hear it in your own words. So you serve on several nonprofit boards, but what inspired you to give back to the community in such a big way?
I think just being able, because I was on the other side of it, if you will. So to be boots on the ground with it, not just on a monetary effort, which is huge. That is absolutely needed, of course, especially with all nonprofits. But the joy also that you get from helping serve others, that is true. There is so much truth to that. So one, showing others, you don't have to be a product of your environment. You can make a choice to do different and then to also turn around and give back and having that full circle moment.
Yeah. Do you just like scream the Habitat program from like the top of your lungs anybody?
Yes, absolutely. Because it's beneficial. I think it's also why, like, whether it's Habitat or even working here at Heritage or the products that Heritage have, for me, it's quote unquote easy to sell people on something that works and it's legitimate. I'm big into authenticity. And it just something being real and genuine. And so whether it's the nonprofit things that I'm involved in, whatever I attach my name to, if you will, it's because I truly stand by it.
Yeah. You're like, I'm living proof. Look at my life. Like, it works.
It works. Like, I used to live out of my Mitsubishi Galant and now have, you know, like.
Now you own your home.
Own a home and have a small business and a career.
Yeah.
18-year-old me had been like, you lying.
So what are you most proud of?
I would say my faith. Like I said, I attribute everything to God. And outside of Christ, I was a heathen, if you will. we'll just leave it at that. But he delights in the brokenness, and he does bring beauty from ashes.
So what would you say to your 18-year-old self, somebody going through the similar struggles you were going through?
I would say hold on to hope and don't look at what you see in front of you as all that there is. It is a mindset. At first, you have to renew your mind to get yourself to believe something, but don't lose hope.
How do you hope that your story inspires your community?
To lend a helping hand in whichever way they would see fit that is most authentic to them, whether that's time, money, sharing their story even, whatever that looks like for them, step out and do it. If you feel God tugging at your heart in one way or another, do it.
Do you have opportunities that people can get involved in the community with Habitat?
Yes, absolutely. So there's a plethora of ways. So with Habitat, you can volunteer your time to be a part of a build if you would like to do that. I know that monetary donations are always appreciated. Or if you see yourself as someone with young ambition, you could always look into being a part of Hype as well, like Taylor and I are. And then, you know, I live in the TP Park neighborhood. I'm on the TP Park Neighborhood Association team. Whether it's there or other neighborhoods, look and see if they have neighborhood meetings and be a part of and have a voice in the neighborhood that you live in. And of course, in the city that we live in, even just there's a plethora of opportunities out there. Just see what best fits your heart and your passions.
Yeah. I was hoping you would bring up your leadership role in the neighborhood association, but I didn't want to be the one to tell people like where you live. But I do want to brag on you that you are a leader in your neighborhood association. And I think that just shows how proud you are of your neighborhood and your home that you helped build. And now you want to create a healthy environment, a thriving neighborhood in a historically not thriving neighborhood.
Yes.
Because you want to enjoy not just living there, but like playing there. And
yes. Raising a family there one day, you know, in a neighborhood that was disinvested in and kind of looked at and forgotten, if you will. I believe that not only Habitat, but Memorial CDC and just other places have come in and looked at that neighborhood with a lot of love and to inspire others. And then whether it's Community One or the TP Park Neighborhood Association that we focus on is pouring that love back into the neighbors and showing them that, again, they have these same opportunities to come together and be able to rely on one another to make it a fun place to live and to raise your families and to just be a part of a community that's bigger than what you really know.
You're an inspiration to many, Abby.
Thank you.
You truly are. We thank you so much for being here on this podcast with us. We thank you for being at Heritage with us, yeah. like actually getting to like hear your story.
And being vulnerable about it. Like you're very transparent. And
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're so brave, but also I feel like it's a story you have to share. You can't hold on to that because it's going to inspire so many people. And I'm so proud of you. I'm so happy that you're here. Just keep telling your story, and your faith is so strong, and I am so envious of that. I think you're a wonderful human being.
Thank you.
We're all going to start crying here.
Yeah, yeah, we're all going to start crying.
Why are you pointing at me?
Yes.
I'm punching you.
Right. Oh. Well, and I think the beautiful thing about God is because he knows intimately each one of us, and so he meets all of us where we're at. Let that inspire anybody anywhere, no matter what they're going through. He knows better than even we do what we're going through, and he sees us on the other side of it. So he says, just take my hand and let's go.
Anything else you want to add?
Thank you, ladies, for having me on the podcast. You know, thankful to Heritage for taking that faithful step that day to hire me. Little did they know who they were hiring, you know, my tenacious self. A heartfelt gratitude to Habitat as well. My family, my mom and dad were always supportive of me through my entire life. And then a huge thank you to the TP Park community and all the nonprofits that I'm a part of. I'm grateful for all of it.
Well, thank you, Abby. All right. Until next time. Thanks, everyone.
This podcast is for general information purposes only. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of Heritage Federal Credit Union. Heritage Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration. Heritage is an equal housing lender. Membership restrictions apply. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions are subject to change without notice. Loans may be subject to credit review and approval, and property insurance may be required. The rate may vary depending on each individual's credit history and underwriting factors. Call 1-800-858-1693 for details about credit costs and terms.